term MacGuffin was popularized by film director Alfred Hitchcock to describe objects or events that took place in his films that were necessary to begin the plot and motivate the characters, but were essentially irrelevant. It may be harsh to refer to a baby as a MacGuffin, but the title character in Luna Gale, running through October 27th at Petaluma's Cinnabar Theater, is just that. She's the newborn of meth-addicted parents Carly and Peter, played by Miranda Jane Williams and Zane Walters. After bringing their baby into an emergency room, they're met by Caroline, played by Liz Jaron, a social worker who informs them the baby will be taken out of their custody while they receive treatment for their addiction. Faced with the choice of placing the infant in foster care or with Carly's mother Cindy, played by Gina Alvarado, Carolyn recommends placement with the child's grandmother. It's a decision she soon regrets. Cindy, an evangelical Christian, seeks to gain full custody of the child with the support of her influential pastor, played by James Pelican. Carolyn thinks the mother's move will be devastating to her daughter's recovery, but Cindy thinks Carly's a lost cause. She wants to save the child in more ways than one. Overworked and out of time as her tight-laced boss, played by John Browning, supports Cindy's request, Carolyn devises a plan to stall the custody hearing. Will this agnostic sell her soul to save three others? Playwright Rebecca Gilman has written a devastating look at the social services world. Underfunded and frequently unavailable, our nation talks a good game when it comes to the treatment of damaged individuals, but often fails to deliver. Director Jessica Litwack brings a stylish directorial approach to the material that, while visually interesting, detracts from the text. The show opens and closes with movement pieces, and when cast members are not in a scene, they're dressed in lab coats and act as shelves, flagpoles, windows, etc. Rather than absorb what's being said, one ponders why there's an arm sticking out of the refrigerator holding a banana. When they're not scenery, the cast is acting the hell out of the script. Liz Jaron gives a towering performance as the social worker exhaustively swimming against the tide of an entrenched bureaucracy. Williams and Walters are quite effective as the troubled parents, and Pelican gives an interestingly restrained performance as the church leader. Not as depressing as it sounds, Luna Gale is a tribute to all those fighting the good fight, professionally and personally. There's still hope. Luna Gale runs through October 27th at Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. Friday and Saturday evening performances are at 7:30 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. For more information, go to cinnabartheater.org. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.